Sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places. But the horns, they blowing that sound. Way on down south. Way on down south. London town.
Dire Straits. Sultans of Swing. 10:07, Jason's Classic Cut on a Monday. We're discussing the death on an upstate New York dirt track of driver Kevin Ward, struck by NASCAR, three-time NASCAR champ, Tony Stewart, who apparently takes part in a number of these extracurricular-type races. Now, nobody would blame... Let me put it this way. Nobody is blaming Stewart at this moment for the direct actions. Let me just read this. I don't know Tony Stewart, but I'm positive he did not deliberately run Ward over. The simple but sad truth is that if Ward stays in his car, he's alive today. All sanctioning bodies must pass a new rule that if you leave your car before safety crews arrive, or unless you're in immediate danger, the driver should be suspended for a substantial number of races. I have raced dirt tracks at night in cars very similar to a sprint car, and I'm sure Stewart didn't see him. Full coverage helmet, a screen for a windshield, and bad glare with a driver in a black suit. Tony didn't see him. See, nobody is I don't think anybody's disputing that. And that's not what the writer in the New York Times is arguing. She's arguing it's Stewart's fault for being a hothead and setting the example of being a hothead. And because Stewart's a hothead, this kid decided he needed to be a hothead and confront the mother of all NASCAR hotheads. She's saying she's not saying that Tony Stewart did anything intentional, because she couldn't find anything to blame Stewart. She had to come up with this idiotic scenario, this idiotic theory. Well, it's Tony Stewart's fault because he's the hothead that everyone loved in NASCAR. You know, that's his calling card. This kid knew that. So, of course, this kid was going to confront him, because that's what you do with Tony Stewart. Somehow, this has to be racing's fault. Well, she even points out race car driving is crazy. I agree with the email I just read. This Ward is dead because of his own actions, period. Getting out of a car, which is an area of relative safety under the circumstances, was beyond idiotic. You walk out into a track and you might get run over by a race car. I don't mean to sound insensitive, but there is just nothing that gives any appearance that this is Stewart's fault, and everything gives every appearance that it's Kevin Ward Jr.'s fault. Yes, I'm blaming the victim, because I think it's the victim's fault. Jim in Adams. Jim, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Well, good morning, Jerry. Hey, you know, Tony is he's an entertainer. You know, when a friend of mine raced from here in Wisconsin, he raced with him in NASCAR. And Tony was really great to the young drivers and encouraging. And, you know, once in a while, these guys get on after the race to get excited. But I think a lot of that was just a show, just to get people watching.
Well, and look,
that's all I got to say.
Yeah, and thanks a lot for the call. And here's the thing. Even if Tony Stewart often does cross the line, even if his actions have been outrageous in the past, she's got a hell of a lot of nerve suggesting that's what motivated this guy. Ward. Well, he knows what a hothead. He knows, you know. He's seen Tony Stewart do this a bunch of times himself. So that's why. He was just setting the example of, or I'm sorry, he was following the example set by NASCAR. Where the hell does she come off doing that? What? Because she can't find any evidence in the circumstances themselves that Stewart did anything wrong? She's got to come up with this idiotic theory because Tony Stewart doesn't feel badly enough that this young man is dead? Aaron on the road. Aaron, hire the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, Jerry, on your response to the remarks of the one email, there are several articles out on the internet and other places I've read that are actually accusing Tony Stewart of murder. All right? That's where a lot of that is coming from, and I understand you cannot see. When you're going 100 miles an hour in a race car in the dark, you cannot see. There are no lights. You know, you have no headlights.
I think that is so obvious, Aaron. I think that the circumstance, and in fact, I hadn't seen exactly what you're saying, but I've seen articles shocked that police have said, well, we're not charging him with anything, that they're just shocked. Somebody's got to be to blame here, and it certainly can't be the victim. Thanks a lot for the call. I think Ward is responsible for his own death. I think all of the circumstances and all of the conditions people are describing about the track, and again, I don't claim to be a big race fan, but I have seen the video, and I think it's preposterous to suggest that anything on the track was anyway Stewart's fault. So this writer from the New York Times looks at the circumstances and says to herself, well, I can't blame Stewart that way, so I'm going to say that the hot-headed example that Stewart set in his years in NASCAR incited this kid to go after Stewart. So it's Stewart's fault anyway. Give me a break. This kid is dead because of his own actions. Tragic, but that's the reality. Bill in Green Bay. Bill, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Jerry. I run a local website for dirt track racing, and this is something that she has no basis for this. If she wants to blame this on Tony Stewart, it because he's a hothead, then we can go back 50 years and start blaming everything else on him. Whether it be NFL, MLB, NHL, anything, if you want to blame it on him, that's what you're going to have to do. It's an adrenaline sport.
Well,
and the faster car you get into, the more adrenaline you use.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Okay, now you just made a really good point. Because fists never go flying in other sports. Fists go flying in baseball. Fists go flying in basketball. And by the way, I'm not defending it, but it is because of the reason you just said. Leave that up, Jason. Because of the reason you just said. Thanks a lot for the call. Adrenaline, and again, I'm not saying that makes it right. I'm saying I know what it's like when adrenaline gets spiked. And your adrenaline's already spiked. Jason has argued this for years, and he's right. If you've ever done anything on a high competitive level, and I haven't, but I've known people who have, physical, I'm talking now, hell, even just from working out now and trying to beat the bench, I've detected that. I have. Even in a friendly game of golf, now that I'm swinging the club halfway decent, well, hell, I can, you know. Golf is the one sport where you don't see it. Although Phil Mickelson was maybe close yesterday. He's not admitting that now, by the way. No, we were fine with letting Rory play through. Yeah, no, you weren't. Pat writes, shame on the New York Times for having a person commenting on a sport that she obviously is totally ignorant about. She's more clueless than I am. And I'm not a big race car fan. Barry on the road. Barry, go ahead.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Two things to bring up. I used to race these back in the day. Drivers meeting, one of the first things they bring up, unless it's a catastrophic emergency, if you got fuel spilled, if you're on fire, otherwise stay in your car for your own safety. That's the first thing. Second thing, these sprint cars, and a lot of people have probably never seen them run, but they run through these corners at 45 degrees at hundreds of miles an hour. Your restriction for your vision out of the right front of that car because of the way that wing comes down is so limited. You've got such a small window on the right side of that car where you can see anything. all of your vision due to that car being kicked 45 degrees to the right, 90% of the time is out of that left front because that's where your momentum is going.
If I walk in the middle of a race, it's stupid. It's no less stupid because you happen to be a driver.
Exactly. That's the reason I ran a bright yellow sprint car. So if I got sideways with all the clay dust, if you're on a dry track, if it dry slicks out on you, if you got sideways, somebody could see you. Black car, black fire suit. Thoughts and prayers to his family. It's an unfortunate incident, but he should have never left the cockpit of that machine.
And she would agree with you on that, the writer. Thanks a lot for the call. What I find offensive, reckless, and irresponsible is to suggest that it was Tony Stewart who caused the guy to leave the car. She can't pin this on Stewart because of the circumstances, so she's going to develop this idiotic theory. A listener writes, to blame Tony is ridiculous. Lately, you haven't heard Tony Stewart's name until this past weekend. It has been other NASCAR drivers that have been mentioned doing dumb things. And another caller pointed that out. Mark pointed that out. That Tony actually has reformed to a large degree. Also, when you were a kid, you were taught not to walk in front of traffic. That's my point exactly. Just because you are a driver doesn't make it any smarter to walk into a dark track during a race. Jerry on the road. Jerry, go ahead.
Mr. Boehner, good morning, sir.
Hey there.
Nobody's brought up the fact that the blue and white car before Tony's almost hit him, too.
Well, and I didn't see that. I'd have to go look at the video again.
If you look at the thing that caused it all is that him and Tony were racing really hard in the turn one, and then when they came around turn two, Tony's back in, hit the front of his car, mm-hmm. and put him out. So then he got out, and he was pissed off, obviously. And the blue and white car just in front of Tony's almost had to swerve to not hit him as well, but unfortunately Tony did.
But somehow blaming Tony Stewart for this kid's hot-headedness is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
It's ridiculous because, like everybody said, even the racers that have called into your show already, you should not have gotten out of the car, plain and simple. That's the end of the story right there.
Right, and she knows that, so she's got to blame Stewart somehow. Thanks a lot for the call. So she blames Stewart for Kevin Ward Jr. getting out of his car. Robert in Luxembourg, you get the last word on this. Robert, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. What it sounds like to me is that you know how the left, the Democrats, are trying to demonize rednecks with the NASCAR and everything else. I think this is their way of trying to say, well, these sprint car races are more or less, you know, southern redneck violence and aggressiveness and everything else. They're trying to.
Okay, I am good. Yeah, I'm going to agree with that, even though earlier I told an earlier caller, Robert, thanks for the call, that NASCAR does get some positive from sports, you know, from the sports media. But it is true that liberals, and I'm sure she's a liberal New York Times writer, liberals hate NASCAR because they know most NASCAR fans are conservatives, the whole NASCAR dad thing. And that it tends to have very patriotic and often religious Christian themes. So they hate it. So she has to demonize NASCAR and specifically Tony Stewart and blame him for the death of the reckless acts of the person who died. It is shameful. Got a lot to get to yet, including some peeks ahead to tomorrow's primaries. And what I consider three big things to keep an eye out for, it's 10:20.
The Jerry Boehner Show.